Well, welcome back to our latest edition of Golfers on Golf, and one of the newest, hottest golf indoor places has just opened within the last couple of months, and that would be the Shack, the indoor golf club over in Glenview. And pleased to have with me his owner, Nick Larkin. Nick, how are you this afternoon?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing good. It was nice to come over and take a look around at the golf shack this afternoon. Tell us a little bit about your business and what made you decide to open this type of facility.
We're an indoor golf club, just like you kind of said already. We have four TrackMan golf simulators, and we have full bar, small kitchen, serving, you know, flatbreads, paninis, and all that kind of, you know, finger food. You know, I kind of opened this facility this year, kind of a passion project for me. I've been doing restaurants and bars for the last 18 years and got a real passion and love for golf. So I kind of decided to be a good time to put my love for the game of golf and my knowledge of my bar and restaurant experience and kind of put them together and just you know, give myself a really fun place to go to work every day.
Well, Nick, I think that as a lover of the game, you were looking to find a place where you could practice while you were working.
Oh, you know what? It definitely is. It happens. I mean, right now with this cold weather coming, I don't have as much time to practice because we're busy. So we are able, but I, you know, I get my swings in here and there when I need to.
Well, I'll ask you, what was opening day? How long have you been in business? And what's been the early feedback so far?
You know, so we opened September 24th. So we've just been open a little over 2 months now. We opened Ryder Cup weekend. I figured it was a good weekend to kind of launch this. And, you know, so far, you know, we're getting a really good feedback so far. I mean, people love the technology. They love the TrackMan. I mean, it's a very powerful tool for the golfer to work on their game and get better. So I really, when I set out to do this, I really wanted to put the best technology in here. You know, TrackMan is used by 98 of the top 100 PGA pros. So I figured if it's good enough for them, it's going to be good enough for us too. So I was very adamant, and I feel like our customer has really enjoyed that part of it and really is liking the fact that they can come in, kind of give you that country club atmosphere, but we're also providing a lot of technology for you at your fingertips to kind of help. So it's been a really positive feedback on that. So it's been great so far.
Well, Nick, tell us a little bit about what your four simulators offer on different models. Sometimes you can play different championship venues, not just in America, but around the world. Some of them are just people trying to find out how straight they're hitting the ball, how far they're hitting the golf ball. Golf pros are using them for lessons. I'm sure that there's probably been some team matches already played in your simulators. And then, of course, one of the other things that's happening now, the craze is, especially with all the increase in sales in the golf club industry, it's getting fitted for the right clubs. Which of these things, or all of them, can you do on your simulators?
So we offer, the TrackMan offers a variety of tools at your fingertips here. So we have, when you get here, I kind of give you a little quick tutorial on what's going on. So you have a practice mode, which your practice mode is where you're going to get find all your data, your swing speed, ball speed, face angle, club path. You're going to get all that data right off of there, your smash factor. So that's a good screen to really kind of look at your swing, look at your ball speed, and kind of, you know, figure out how you're going to tweak some of those things to improve those numbers. You also have the courses side of it, which is like the virtual side of it. And that's more, you know, you can play all different courses. We have 100 plus courses from all over the world. You have your Pebble Beaches, you have St. Andrews, you have some local courses like Conway Farms, Medina. So you have some really great championship courses, and you have courses from all over the world. And there are some fictional courses that are made up that are, you know, pretty tough courses, but a lot of fun to play. So you have that option. You can play scramble format. You can play match play, skins. So there's a lot of different things you can do in the course settings and, you know, all the games that you can play. There's also a game section. You know, the game section is more for, you know, smaller groups, looking for people that come out, a lot of people come here, have some beers, and then they want to play some games, you know, right? So you have like a long drive contest, you have a closest to the pin contest, you have a target challenge, which is similar to like a top golf where you're hitting at targets trying to collect points. And you also have a capture the flag, which is a really kind of fun competitive game. And there's also just a new game they just put out called the Magic Pond. It's more of a kid's game. You're kind of shooting. It's like wizards and stuff like that. You're kind of shooting and trying to collect these dragons and all these different animals. And it's really fun for the kids. The kids really love it. So that's another aspect to it. We also do leagues. So we provide leagues. We have leagues right now running on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday nights. So they're going right now. And we'll probably end those at the end of January. And then we'll start a new league up, you know, a couple leagues going in February, kind of leading into the beginning of the actual golf season. TrackMan also offers virtual tournaments that you can play in. So TrackMan also has, they work with Titleist right now, and they're doing a like all winter long kind of league. So you basically log into your account, you kind of set yourself in this tournament, and then every month you get to play in a tournament, and then you kind of, it's for prizes and stuff from TrackMan and from Titleist. So kind of really fun things to do if you're here on your own, if you're coming with a group. We do offer lessons. I have a teaching professional from Sunset Ridge Country Club, Kevin McCann. So he's here kind of on availability of everyone else. So it's more or less like, hey, you guys work together, kind of figure out what your best availability is, and we kind of schedule it that way. So it's really nice to have a teaching professional here, you know, doing that kind of stuff, and really gives us another aspect of, you know, things that he can do. I mean, he works with groups of kids now. You know, he does lessons with kids and adults. So it's really fun to have him and, you know, kind of work on my game too a little bit. So we have that. Pretty much it. Like I said, then there's the full bar and all that fun stuff. So that's all a different side of the business as well for us. So,
well, Nick, I have to ask you, I know one of the next steps, and I'm not sure how far the technology is advanced yet, but I've seen some golf course owners and golf course professionals that are starting to twist the arm of some of the people who install these great simulator machines and say, hey, if I wanted to play architect and design my own golf course, can you do that? Are you drawing up your own 18 holes? So one of these days when you get the tech over there, you can... we can play Larkin Links, something like that.
You know, if TrackMan ever has that ability for me to do that, I would definitely love to do that. Golf architecture is a kind of a little thing I love to dabble in. I kind of enjoy it, and I always told myself I wanted to be a golf architect growing up, and I was just never really good at math, so all those classes were a little tough to become an architect. You know, but I always enjoy beautiful golf courses and just the way some are designed. So yeah, if I could ever do it, I definitely would love to be able to design my own golf course for sure. It'd be great.
Nick, let's talk about the other half of the business. You've got a really outstanding bar and dining area there with a good menu. And the reviews I've heard so far is that the food is outstanding. But tell us a little bit about that. What's your offering on the food and beverage side?
We have a full bar. So we got about 30 different beers on to choose from. We got four draft handles, and the rest are bottle and can. I'm a whiskey bum, so I have a very large whiskey collection in here. So we serve anything when we can get our hands on it, to Blanton's, to some Weller right now we have. So we have a lot of good high-end stuff, and I'm a tequila snob as well. So we got a lot of high-end tequila as well, which is really nice. Customers really enjoy that so far. And then when you get into our kitchen, you know, I designed a kitchen. It's smaller, so it's very manageable for us. We do a lot of flatbread, paninis, and sandwiches. Like I said, it's very more finger foodish, kind of stuff you're going to get at the turn. You know, you're thinking like, oh, I'll just grab a little turkey sandwich. Well, you know, we get a little twist in the turkey sandwich, and, you know, we do a lot of stuff like that. We've been hosting plenty of events so far since we've been open, so we do have a whole little events menu. Just goes off our menu, but you can do stuff like that as well. For events, we have drink packages and we have beer packages and, you know, stuff like that. So it's really, you know, the sky's kind of the limit on that side. And that's kind of my side. That's my specialty, that side. It's what I've been doing for, you know, my whole adulthood here. So, but it is really, it's been good so far, and a lot of good feedback. Our kitchen, like I said, is small, but it's fun to work in, and it's fun to do cool things for everybody. And, you know, people so far really enjoyed it.
I know that most golfers have a favorite golfer, and I saw a picture of one of the great icons of the game up on the wall by your bar. Tell us, are you a fan of the King?
I am. You know, I'm saying it's hard not to be a fan of the King, right? You have the King, you have Arnold Palmer's just. He was a great man. You know, I never got a chance to ever meet him, but, you know, growing up, my grandpa would tell me stories and all the stuff he did, and just really thought, like, you know, kind of putting that, I put that big mural up of him, and it was really nice to kind of, you know, it's just, he was it seemed to be a really awesome person, right? Like, always happy, always, you know, outgoing, and, you know, and it's kind of how I am here. You know, I'm really, you know, I want to know everyone's first name. I want to meet everyone. I want to talk with them as much as I can and get to know my customer. And, you know, I felt like he did that with a lot of his fans. And, you know, you join the Army, eventually the Arnie Army. So, you know, he's one of my favorite golfers. And, you know, growing up, obviously Tiger Woods is my other favorite golfer because that was my generation of people. So, you know, I was like, yeah, Tiger, I don't want to put a Tiger mural up just yet, but we'll get there one day.
Hey, in my books, you can hold off on that one a little bit, but
he's still playing.
he's going to try. Playing. He's going to try. We'll see. We'll see what happens there. Yeah. Nick, tell us a little more information on your hours. Somebody wants to book some simulator time, or they want to bring their favorite foursome for a little match. How do they set that up? Can they call you? Can they do it online? How do you work that?
Yeah, so the best way to make reservations is just go to our website, theshackgolfclub.com, and you can book a tee time through there. And if you're having problems doing that, you can always just call as well, and you can call us, and we can help you book that for you. You know, we kind of recommend if you're looking to play 18 holes of golf and, you know, get in there and do like a full 18, we recommend about 45 minutes to an hour a person. You're going to have a foursome, you're going to need, you know, 3.5 hours for sure to get it done. You think it's a little bit faster, but, you know, when you're inside, the elements are a little different, right? It's a little easier to get drinks. It's easier to get sidetracked on conversation. There's TV. There's a whole lot of things. So, yeah, you're cutting out the walking and all that, and the putting and all that stuff out, but you get distracted in other ways. So, you know, we still recommend about 45 minutes to an hour a person.
Well, it was nice to come in today and see the Golf Channel up there on the TV screens around your bar. And finally, Nick, in closing, give us the website information, social media places, and exactly where you're located in Glenview.
Yeah, so you can reach us on the website is www.theshack.com. golfclub.com. You can find us also on social media at theshackgolfclub.com or the Shack Golf Club on Facebook, and the same thing for Instagram, the Shack Golf Club. We are also located at 1717 Chestnut Avenue, Glenview, Illinois, 60025.
And your business hours, you're open every day?
Yeah, so we are open every day. We open at 10 a.m. and we go till 11 p.m. And then on the weekends, we're 10 a.m. to midnight.
Nick Larkin, owner of the Shack Golf Club. Thanks for joining us here at Golfers on Golf.